VOA stations across the globe. You're listening to Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm your host, Dan Bindert, and I come to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. That's organist Brian Ho, who hails from the San Francisco Bay Area. And he had one of the albums that, to my mind, stood out as a nice release in the year 2024. The disc was called Bridges, and the tune that we heard right there, well, that was an old Gap Band R&B tune called Yearning for Your Love. Brian Ho playing the Hammond B3 organ with Paul Ballenbach on the guitar and Byron Wookie Landham playing the drums. Well, this month, December of 2024, marks the 60th anniversary of the recording of one of the monumental works in the history of jazz. We're talking about saxophonist John Coltrane, his quartet, and the album A Love Supreme. You might say it was John Coltrane's masterwork. Following 7 years of soul-searching after a spiritual awakening that John Coltrane said he underwent in the year 1957. And on December 9th, 1964, John Coltrane and his classic quartet, with McCoy Tyner playing the piano, Jimmy Garrison on the bass, and Elvin Jones playing drums, recorded A Love Supreme. And we're going to hear the first two parts of what was a four-part suite. Part one, Acknowledgement, and part two, Resolution. And just sit back and take in this majestic opening sequence. It's the John Coltrane Quartet, here on Jazz from the Heart of America. Saxophonist John Coltrane with Elvin Jones playing the drums, Jimmy Garrison, the bassist, McCoy Tyner at the piano, and his defining artistic statement, one of many classic recordings that John Coltrane made during his career. But the album Love Supreme has stood out at the top, and a bestseller as well, became a gold record several years after its release, which doesn't happen that often with jazz records. But this one from December of 1964, we heard the first two parts of the four-part suite, A Love Supreme. Part one, Acknowledgement, and part two, Resolution. And I suppose we could dedicate that one to everyone around the world during the holiday season in a more grand spiritual sense, not necessarily corresponding to any particular holiday, but whether you're celebrating the new year, maybe the winter or the summer solstice, depending on which hemisphere you're in, or perhaps you're celebrating Christmas time, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it might be, we hope you're having a fine holiday season. This last tune we're going to play for you today more directly addresses the holiday season and the feelings of nostalgia and warmth. Here's vocalist Abby Lincoln with trumpeter Roy Hargrove, and it's called Christmas Cheer.
As they glow through the night, and stories told of red and gold, such mysteries they hold, and songs the children sing with hope that life will bring a better world and peace on earth and celebrate his birth. Thank you. from deep within our hearts with all that we hold dear. We wish you Merry Christmas to last throughout the
voice of Abby Lincoln and the trumpet of Roy Hargrove, helping to close out this week's edition of Jazz from the Heart of America with a little music for the holiday season. The piece titled Christmas Cheer. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Bindert. It certainly has been a pleasure being with you to share all of this music all year long throughout 2024. And I look forward to continuing it during the year 2025. The program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful holiday season.